now to a frightening situation for one family at the weekend when a drone carrying an improvised explosive device crashed into their home in North Dublin. Gardaí believe its targets was a criminal house in the Finglas area, but instead it crashed into the home of an innocent family. Gardaí investigating the bomb attack have carried out several searches around North Dublin. The Army Bomb Disposal Team was called to the scene and several homes were evacuated until the device was made safe. Gardaí believe the attack is linked to a feud among rival criminals over control of the drugs trade. And for more, we're joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, good morning. What are the Gardaí saying specifically about what happened here?
Well, Karen, at around 11 o'clock last Sunday night, a drone carrying a pipe bomb crashed into the garden of a house in Finglas. Now, the drone was being flown as part of a bomb attack on the home of a criminal, but it crashed into the home of an innocent family instead. Now, Gardaí say the pipe bomb was a viable and lethal device which could have caused major damage and serious injury. It failed to detonate because it appears that some component became dislodged when the drone crashed or landed. Now, the area was sealed off. The Army Bomb Disposal Team were called in. A number of homes in the Glentees Park area of Finglas had to be evacuated in the early hours of Monday morning. You had people, you had families standing on the street while the Army Bomb Disposal Team, along with the robotic equipment that they have, went about their work. People were allowed back into their homes a couple of hours later after the device was made safe and taken away for a forensic examination. That device and the drone are now both being forensically examined. But this is the latest in a series of attacks, which included reports of a number of shootings and an arson attack on another home in the area in the last couple of weeks.
And Gardaí are saying it's linked to a feud among criminals. They're ruling out any terrorist attack activity.
Yeah, I mean, they believe the escalation in violence is connected to an ongoing feud among criminal gangs in Finglas and Blanchardstown. I mean, a lot of it as well is personal, it's individual, it's disputes between individual street gang members, tit-for-tat violence among criminals. But the overall context is the wider feud. And these are basically rival street gangs, street drug dealing gangs that control the supply of cannabis, cocaine and heroin on the streets. But they're also linked to the transnational organised crime groups. And some of the individuals involved in this feuding and who are basically fighting with each other and fighting to a very, very serious and dangerous level are linked to rival transnational groups. Some of them are linked to the Hutch organised crime group. Others are linked, and the majority of us there are linked to the Kinahan organised crime group. There's also the case that a lot of this has come about because of the work of the Gardaí, the success in recent years in the Gardaí investigations. And I know that sounds a bit contradictory, but at the moment what you have is you have a well-known criminal in Finglas vying for control of the drugs trade, and that follows the intensive Gardaí investigations, which has seen 14 members of a prominent rival drugs gang in Blanchardstown in custody, and the jailing last week of Glenn Ward. Glenn Ward was the leader of the so-called Gucci gang, and his brother Eric O'Driscoll. That gang was named because of its predilection for jewellery, watches, designer clothes, that sort of thing. So the man who's trying to control the drugs trade in Finglas at the moment is in his 40s, well known to the Gardaí for years, known for his involvement in serious and organised crime, has several previous convictions, and his home in Finglas has been shot at in the past by rival criminals. The Gardaí say they are very concerned about this latest development. It's the first time that we're aware of that a drone has actually been used by a criminal gang to transport an explosive device. And if you think about it, you have somebody operating a drone, a pipe bomb attached to it, and it'd been flown across a residential area as it flies to target a particular rival criminal's home. And in this case, it got the wrong home and ended up in the home of an innocent family. And it's by the grace of God and by pure luck that nobody was seriously injured or hurt. I mean, drones, as we know, however, and we learned again last week at the Prison Officers Association conference, drones have been long used by criminals, specifically in relation to transporting drugs, phones and weapons into the prisons. And the POA said last week that their real fear is that criminals will use drones to transport a gun into a prison. And if they're transporting bombs, it doesn't seem so far-fetched that they could transport a gun as well.
Yeah, and as you say, and the drones being used in such attacks, it really is another layer of concern for Gardaí tackling serious crime, and is something that will really put it in the spotlight and a possible need for additional surveillance overall.
Yeah, well, a lot of these, I mean, the Gardaí know who these people are. They've been working with them for years. I mean, Glenn Ward, a.k.a. Mr. Flashy, was a well-known figure in Finglas. And he was targeted for years. The Gardaí were after him and his gang. And piece by piece, they essentially do. I mean, this morning, they've been carrying out extensive searches over the weekend. They're now trying to establish at this stage. They're looking at the bomb, for example, first of all. And it seems to have some type of complexity, the pipe bomb. It contained electronic components, including a timer. But instructions for constructing similar devices are available on the internet. And the Gardaí at this stage don't believe that this is subversive involvement. However, there has to be a caveat that goes with that, because organised crime has always had links with dissident republicanism and subversives. I mean, long back to the time of the IRA, when the IRA were robbing banks, some people saw them as a Republican organisation. Other people saw them as criminals and involved in organised crime. So there has been links always between subversives and organised crime. And you can possibly see in this case, while the guards are rooting out a subversive involvement, these criminals have, in recent years, used pipe bombs when they have attacked rival criminals. And not in this manner. They've usually left them in houses or thrown them in at houses, something like that. But what the Gardaí really want to find out in this case is who's making these bombs, who's behind these bombs, who's the bomb maker.
Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, thanks so much.